This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is escalating its warnings about a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine, saying that it could take place at any time, any day. And the Pentagon is sending another 3,000 troops to Eastern Europe to reassure allies, underscoring the sense of urgency Americans in Ukraine are being told to leave within the next 48 hours. The White House said that late Friday it does not know if Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a decision to invade, but he has assembled all of the elements to do so quickly. Many analysts believe Putin was unlikely to act until after the Winter Olympics in China, after the end on February 20th. The U.S. is no longer saying that. The U.S. says that it will open an embassy in the Solomon Islands, laying out in an unusually blunt term a plan to increase its influence in the South Pacific nation before China becomes strongly embedded. And the reasoning was explained in a U.S. State Department notification to Congress that was obtained by the Associated Press. And in it, it came as a U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken landed in Fiji on Saturday, midway through a Pacific tour that began in Australia and finishes in Hawaii. The State Department said Solomon Islanders cherish their history with Americans on the battlefields of World War II, but the U.S. was in danger of losing its preferential ties as China aggressively seeks to engage elite politicians and more. This is VOA News. The highest-ranking U.N. official to visit Ethiopia since war began in the Tigray region in 2020 said Friday she thinks Tigrayan fighters are hopeful of ending the conflict, and she senses that the top government officials are not just more helpful, but actually making greater efforts to find peace. Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed said the most important thing now is how to put pressure on the momentum for peace and not have it unravel, which it could. She said it's very fragile. During her talks with both sides, she said her message was that with conflict and the tragedies, horrendous at that, no one wins and the peace really is indispensable. COVID-19 vaccinations for children under the age of 5 hit another months-long delay on Friday as U.S. regulators abruptly put the brakes on their efforts to speed review of the shots that Pfizer is testing for youngsters. The Food and Drug Administration, worried about the Omicron variant's toll on kids, had taken the extraordinary step of urging Pfizer to apply for the okay of the extra low-dose vaccine before it's clear if tots will need 2 or 3. The agency's plan would have allowed vaccinations to begin within weeks. Friday, the FDA reversed course and said that it had become clear that the agency needed to wait for the data on how well a third shot works for the youngest age group. Pfizer said in a statement that it is expected that the data will be received by early April. A plea hearing has been scheduled for a Navy nuclear engineer accused of trying to sell information about nuclear-powered warships to a foreign country. Jonathan Tebb and his wife Diana Tebb of Annapolis, Maryland, were arrested last October in West Virginia. They later pleaded not guilty to espionage-related charges that carry life in prison. West Virginia and court records show that a plea hearing is scheduled for Jonathan Tebb for Monday afternoon in the federal court in Martinsburg in the state of West Virginia. Court records did not include further details about the hearing, and there is no indication that a hearing has been scheduled for Diana Tebb. More at VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.